I greet each one of you in Jesus' name. This is Levi. Just also sharing with you, the last few days we've looked at the beginning of Revelations 21 on the New Jerusalem. Some of the highlights was where in verse 2, when the New Jerusalem comes down as the bride adorned for her husband. Just that beautiful picture of God, of that New Jerusalem coming down to meet us. It's just like a groom, the word picture of a groom that wants to go and meet his new bride. You know, as a groom, we don't just wait around till the bride comes. We go and meet her. We meet at her church, and we because she's dear to us, and that's just how we will be to the Lord. Excuse me. Let's break in Revelation 21:9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit in the great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending. There's that word again, that coming down, that descending out of heaven from God. Don't ever forget, that is the pure love of God coming down to meet us, to meet his to meet his bride. Having the glory of God, verse 11, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as a crystal. And it had a wall great and high, and it had 12 gates, and all the gates 12 angels, and names written thereof, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. So excuse me, this city is going to have 12 gates, and above each gate are going to be the names of the tribes, Benjamin, Judah, and all of those, the 12 tribes, the children of Israel. On the east, 3 gates, on the north, 3 gates, on the south, 3 gates, and on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the name of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. So there's the 12 disciples. There's going to be the names of the 12 disciples there also. Peter, John, and so forth. And he that talked with me had a golden reed, a measure, to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. You know, it's kind of interesting that this angel wants to show John how big this city is. I don't think he's doing it to impress him, but I think he's doing it to show him that this city is big enough for all the believers. So he takes this reed, and in verse 16 it says, And the city lieth foursquare, and the height is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with a reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. So this New Jerusalem is the size of a cube. It's same distance high, wide, and deep. And it was 12 furlongs. 12,000 furlongs. Now, I did a little research. 1 furlong is 660 feet. So this is either 220 yards or 660 feet. So if you take 660 feet times the 12,000, because it's 12,000 furlongs, you get let me get this number straight. 7,920,000. That's how many that is. But then if you take that number and divide it into miles, okay, take that 7 million feet that this city is, and you divide it into 5,280, it comes to about 1,500 miles. So this New Jerusalem is roughly 1,500 miles square, 1,500 miles wide, deep, and high. And it's just, you know, it's incredible. It's 1,500 miles is a huge area. No wonder back in verse 1 or 2 there, where we saw that there was no more sea. There was, it seemed like God was making room for something huge. And, you know, it just, if you take length times width, just to give you an astounding number of square feet, you know, as when we build a barn or a shop or a farm building, you know, many times we look at, okay, how many square feet will that give us? Well, let's just consider this. 1,500 miles square. Now, this is square feet, not cubic feet. I think if I have the number correct, it's 62,726,400,000,000,000. That's a lot of square feet. So, you know, if you divide, I don't know how many saints there will be. I think there's roughly 8 billion people in the world now, and I think statistics say that there's more people in the world now than that there has been all through the ages. So if that's the case, there's probably not more than 16 billion saints. I mean, I doubt it. The Bible says that that the way is narrow and few will enter therein. But let's just give it the benefit. Let's say there'll be 20 billion saints. You know, there's room there that each one of us could have a huge mansion of our own. And it talks about cities. It talks about there will be streets, there will be cities. You know, we haven't even started talking about the possibility of having multiple floors in those mansions. I mean, it's 1,500 miles high. So how much room do we need? I just want to make it clear with these numbers that there is room for all. So, Lord bless you, and may the Lord Jesus watch over you, and I look forward to sharing the rest of this on just some interesting facts on the New Jerusalem.